Sorry, I'm just laughing because PG's dad just sent me. What is Willian? Stop doing that. We won. Let's go. Your dad just sent a text or a tweet to me and he's like, what is Willian? I love what is Willian. There is no answer to that, I don't think. Welcome to another edition of the Highbury Squad. It's the post-game show. Some may call it the love show. Happy Valentine's, everybody. Whether you're, you know, partnered up or not, happy Valentine's Day. I actually really don't like Valentine's Day at all. I think it's actually a bullshit holiday. so now we've got that out the way. Welcome to our guest. Mr. Mark is back, everyone. Woo!
Yay! Hello.
Thank you for having me, girls. It's always a pleasure and it's been
Marky Mark. We adore Mark. He was actually on our very first ever fan show that we did a couple of years ago. Oh. Yes. Mm. Yes, he christened it for us. So it's been we've been trying to get him back. He was playing football Thursday night, and now he's back with us. So welcome, Mark. We hope you're doing well. And I like that shirt a lot.
Thank you very much.
That's a nice one. We like that one.
I like the one in the background as well.
Adams. Oh, the Adams one. That's signed by. I used to live near Burnham Beaches, where the England team used to stay. So I used to stalk England players. So Tony Adams was nice enough to sign that shirt.
Oh, he liked our Highbury Squad post this week and commented, didn't he? See, if you was on Instagram, everybody in the room, you'd have seen Tony Adams tweet us.
Exactly. Follow us on Instagram. We're just getting it rolling.
I'm getting a yellow. That's one twice more tonight.
One more and you're off, PG.
I wasn't on the right thing.
Right, let's say good evening to the chat room. We got Matthew in the house. We got Johnny Boy. We got Pramod. We have Amesy. Hello. Is it Bebek, I think? Let's go, baby. Yes, Aubameyang. We're going to get to all of that. Hat-trick hero. We are on our way. We're here now. Hello, PG again. Matty K, welcome in the house. Naeem, welcome. It's going to be a lot of love today, not just because it's Valentine's Day. There's going to be a lot of first half love. Maybe not so much in the second half. So why don't we get cracking, everybody? You guys ready? We're going to do our play ratings. And as you know, as we do the play ratings, we talk about the show as well. Piyush, hello. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. Bearded Guna, good evening, mate. Hopefully you are doing well. And you didn't have to scratch that beard too much in the second half. Osterman, welcome, 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 everybody. Right. Let's get rolling. Mark, I'm going to start with you. Between the sticks, he was back. Mr. Leno, what's your rating and your overall thought on him today?
I thought he did well. I didn't think he had too much to do. I can't remember him making too many saves. Given him a solid six. He couldn't really do too much about the goals. Didn't really do much bad. Didn't really make any saves. Very, very bang average six. What I would say is there was a massive love in yesterday for Emi Martinez. I think we're a bit of a spoiled fan base. We've got such good goalkeeper right now, and I think we're very quick to forget about the Almunia days and the days where we had not so solid goalkeepers. So I think we should be showing our number one a lot more love than looking at what's north of Upper Villa. But that's my thoughts on him. So, yeah, okay day for Leno.
Yeah, I mean, I do think he gets disrespected by a large portion of Arsenal fans. I don't think it's fair. I also think that he's five clean sheets before the sending off, probably one of our best players in that run, along with Pepe, who didn't make it in the team today. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. PG, your marks for Monsieur Leno.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go as low as a six. I'd say a seven, but I do agree with what Mark's saying. There's not much to say about Leno, is there? He wasn't at fault with anything, didn't make any outstanding saves, but I'll give him a seven.
Yeah, he just had to manage the game and the moments. In the first half, I really don't remember them having a clear-cut chance. Maybe there was just one. But yeah, I agree. I'm going to give him a 7.87 from Pramod and a 7 from Philip. Let's go to Cedric. Mark, what do you think about Cedric today?
I rate him. I don't think it was one of his best days today. I don't know if I'm being maybe harsh now, but yeah, I'm going to give him another six as well. Again, very sort of going through the motions kind of game. Didn't do anything spectacular. Didn't make any rickets. S6 for me. Well, what I will give him props on is he came well back from the mistake for the Villa goal. So he looks a bit more on it, but I'd say a six for him as well.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Really important to come back and have a solid performance. Man, he had a fantastic shot late in the second half too that the Leeds keeper did a good job of saving. What did you think of Mr. Cedric today, PG?
Well, it's funny because so far everything Mark says, I'm sort of like, yeah. I'd say 6.5 for Cedric. He did come back well. I think he's growing with the team. Just to let you know that Kev will be on in about 5 or 10 minutes. So just to let everyone know in the room, he'll be back soon. He'll be on soon. Yeah, about 6.5 I'm going to give him.
I mean, you guys have to remember his natural. I mean, he can play both flanks, Mark, but his natural side is that right side. I think deputising for Tierney, who we missed today. But in a game like today, I think we were all thinking, oh, no Thomas Partey, no Tierney. Are we going to get exposed in that midfield and on that side? And he came back with the confidence, like you said, and I think operated really well on that flank. And I thought that we provided a lot of danger on both flanks today. And I think that, you know, he did really well. I'm going to give him a seven. I thought he was solid. Look, I'm getting my Adobe update just in the middle of the show. Thanks. No, thanks. All right. Let's go to Gabriel. Mark.
Yeah, Gabriel. Solid first half. Solid first half. Didn't have too much to do. It's probably going to be the same sort of theme across the whole back line. But yeah, switched off a little bit for the goals. I say six again. So I'm looking forward to getting to the more advanced players along the list here, yeah.
Do you think that he switched off for? I thought for the header it was David Luiz actually that switched off, and Saka lost his runner, didn't he?
Completely there.
And I don't think. I mean, the second one you could argue, you know, that Gabriel should have done better on that. But PG, what's your take on Gabriel? I don't think in the first half they had much to do, really, Luiz and Gabriel. You know, our midfield actually did a great job of protecting them.
I like him in defence. I like Gabriel. None of the goals really for me. I don't know, but I'd give Gabriel a seven. I just like him in our back four. I also feel that you're right completely that this is nothing to do with him. Gabriel, Saka lost his marker and Luiz lost the man as well. So, yeah, for me, I'll give him a seven.
Let's stick with you on David Luiz, PG. I think, you know, Saka doesn't really have the height, does he? But he did lose track of, you know, the run. But to be honest with you, the fact that he was able to make that run, and he did it was kind of like a diagonal run, and we completely missed him. And then seemed like David Luiz really couldn't get off his feet quick enough for the header. But the header was like a Batistuta banger. I'm like, wow. And the delivery from the corner, super impressive. James and I were talking during the game, and we were saying, man, I wish we could take corners like that. We fail to clear the first defender a lot. So your mark for David Luiz in this game?
I'd give him a six, okay? I'd give him a six because he is a strange player, this one. You never know what you're going to get with him. Today he didn't do too much wrong, but he didn't protect the goal, did he, for that? And he didn't jump, and he just wasn't there. So I'm going to give him a strong six. I can't go any higher.
Mark, I thought he drove forward quite well at certain parts in the game. What did you think?
I agree. It might surprise you. I'm going to give him a seven, and it's two reasons for this. The first point is the point that you just made there. I thought he drove forward really well. The second point, and I don't think this was really highlighted enough, as how good that interception was, and that block cross for the one that Bamford was going in for. Bamford's movement is great, and that point in the game was 4-2. If they go on and score, make it 4-3, we are arses like this. So yeah, I would say I'd give him a seven for that, for that really important block there. So solid seven for Luiz.
Yeah, no, I. Yeah, I agree for all the same reasons. And I think, you know, a lot of the times we criticize David Luiz, but credit where it's due. I thought he was decent today. Again, you know, second half a little bit suspect. It's funny that our we got the early goal in that second half. It was brilliant. And you think, wow, we could score seven here. Didn't end up that way. We lost our concentration. I think complacency kicked in a lot. And that's where Arsenal Football Club need to work a lot harder, continually work harder, is our mental impotence sometimes is insane. And if Leeds were a better team, you know, we would find ourselves in a bit more of a pickle. But then again, maybe we wouldn't be 4-0 up against a better team. So, yeah, David Luiz, a 7. PG, a play that you and I have killed a lot on this show. Credit where it's due again. Bellerin had one of his best games in a long time. Wow.
That was, I tweeted about that. That was the old Bellerin. What a goal he scored. Honestly, I did not see that coming. I did not see this performance from him coming. I've not wanted him, like you, to be on the pitch, but I got to give him credit today. I'd give him an 8 for today, actually. I think he was on fire, but it's weird. The first half, you can't fault anyone. It was phenomenal football. It was fantastic. It was great. We could have had 2 penalties, which we'll discuss later, I'm sure. But the second half, it was like, as I tweeted, a game of 2 halves. It was just strange. But for me, Bellerin, that was his best game this season. So he's going to get. Well, I'm actually not going to go to an 8. I'm going to give him a 7.5. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think with Bellerin, Mark, there was a moment in that second half where he was clear in his touch. You know, again, losing focus. Kind of, you know, you're up 4. And maybe you take your eye off the ball. That first touch was really poor, wasn't it? He takes a better touch there. He could have knocked another one in the net and maybe got a brace today.
Yeah, it's just those little lapses, which can be quite frustrating with him, especially when he's sort of missing those overlaps sometimes, when it can be like, you know, simple, like 5-yard through ball, 10-yard through ball, and you're just banging your head against the wall. Like, come on in. Like, he's getting better as the season goes on. I'll give him a 7. I won't, not quite an 8, but yeah, he done well today. Good goal. Good goal, very, very well today.
And I still think defensively he did show, and I agree with Wes Bird here, that he showed some frailties still. Some people think he's at fault for one of the goals as well. Welcome to the house, Super Kevin. Super Kevin. Perfect timing. Perfect timing. We're just talking about Bellerin. I would give him a 7 just because he scored a goal. He did a lot better going forward. His crossing, his passing was a bit better, though. Still a couple of odd touches here and there. Super Kev, what's your mark for Bellerin?
6.
I gave him 6.5.
I go 6 because, look, he scored a goal, which was good going forward, but he keeps getting caught. That as a pro, as a fullback, you do not get done on the inside because you've got no way of getting back. What you've got to do, you've got to be tucked in and let them play in front of you so you can get out and close him. The moment you get done with a ball inside you in here, you're finished.
Yeah, do you think he was at fault for the second, Casey?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The second goal exposes the back 4.
Yeah.
One ball beats them, and then everybody's at 6s and 7s. If it goes across him, they just shuffle across nicely. But, you know, that's why I give him a 6.
Yeah, and that's the thing that worries us, PG. Almost 300 of you in chat. Hit that like button if you dig us, and if you don't, we're not going to be offended. I mean, we might put you in a timeout, but we're not going to be offended, okay? Do we have some quotes from Captain Fantastic today, who got the hat trick? We haven't got to his rating yet, but let's hear his quote.
Okay.
By the way, he loves to do interviews when he plays well, doesn't he?
Aubameyang, really happy about the hat trick and the performance today. We knew they would be good and our game management was good. We knew that they wouldn't give up and we battled until the end. For the first goal, sometimes you just have to change how you shoot. I think maybe the goalkeeper was expecting me to shoot with my left and I changed it and scored a good goal. We practice penalties a lot and I can handle the pressure. And now this is lovely. He said, the club and fans have been showing me the love to me and my mum. I've received a lot of lovely messages from the fans. I'm very proud to be part of this family.
Oh, very nice.
That's all so far.
He needs to be a bit more bit bolder and grow some balls and come and speak when we don't play well. He's come out now again when he scored well, but it's okay. I'm not going to pick on him for that. And we'll get to Aubameyang and his rating in a minute. Let's talk about Xhaka. I mean, I didn't notice Xhaka, which is probably a good thing, Mark.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I was like, what can I possibly say about Xhaka today? I don't think he got booked today, so that's got to be a first thing. I don't think he did. So yeah, it's pretty anonymous today. Yeah, like exactly what you just said. The fact that you don't notice him. Seven. But I think he's just done so well, though, to come back from where he's been in terms of the thoughts of the fans and things like that. Honestly, like from me thinking he'll never put the shirt on ever again after being stripped of the captaincy to being week in, week out, an integral part of that midfield quality. Very good. Seven.
Super Kev, Xhaka. I mean, I think, you know, my point about not noticing him, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I just think he was neat, tidy today. And his partner is, I think, you know, allowed him to maybe not be noticeable because of how well he handled the ball today. What's your take on Xhaka, who you've said in the last few weeks has improved?
He has improved, but it showed both sides of him today, for my money. First half, I thought we were great. You know, we controlled everything, hardly gave them a kick. And then you started to see their athleticism start to overwhelm us in the center of the park. Xhaka started to get caught deep. You know, when they come in for a challenge and he's going down and grabbing the ball, etc. You know, it's because we haven't got the athleticism in the midfield. So I'd still give him a seven because I thought, you know, game going 4-0 up, he was part of that as well. But, you know, that extra bit in the second half where you could kill teams or you have to contain them, I just think because of his lack of athleticism, it could cost us against the better teams. Because yeah. if Leeds were a big team today, I'm telling you, we'd be in trouble.
Mm. Yeah, but we also wouldn't be 4-0 up, I don't think.
No, that's what I mean. I'm saying is we'd be in trouble because they'll keep it tight. And then when we start to get tired, their athleticism would take over in the center of the pitch. Sorry, that's what I meant.
Okay. Bez, we hope you're okay. The worst day of your life, but you're with us now. You missed the game, but we did win. So hope everything's okay with you. Thanks for joining us. Hang tight there. PG, what is your mark for Xhaka Attack?
Well, do you know what? I think he's becoming consistently better. I mean, he's not like David Luiz for me, where I think, oh God, every game, what's Xhaka going to be like? I don't feel like that. I'm expecting this level now from Xhaka. And he is better. He's definitely better. I was going to give him a 7.5 today. I actually thought he had a reasonably good game. I think the problem was when Willian came on, we sat so deep that Xhaka just went back to that. And I think his party would have been there, but we'll talk about that in a moment. I'm going to give him a 7.5. And I mean, I'm really impressed with Xhaka consistently over the last month or so.
It is true. The ticker at the bottom is wrong. It didn't save my original edit. There you go. It's 4-2. There we go. Thank you very much for the smart person that pointed that out. Xhaka, yeah, I think he gets 6.5 for me. Really good, solid in the first half, participated in the first goal as well, kept it neat and tidy. And I think, again, you know, because Ceballos had such a good game, I thought he came out hungry and had a point to prove, helped Xhaka. We've seen Xhaka improve with Thomas Partey. So for me, just gets a nice 6.5. Let's get to Ceballos, who, you know, he's probably felt a little slighted not being given a chance. Obviously, since parties come, it's been a bit different, Mark. But today, I thought that he, especially in the first half, seemed a little bit overrun again in the second half. But in the first half, especially, I thought he had a great game.
Yeah, I thought he did really well in the first half. I'm a big fan of Dan Ceballos. Considering that when he was brought into the club, I think he was being more thought of as like a number 10. But sitting a bit deep, I think he complements Xhaka really well, does his running around for him. And yeah, I thought he had a solid game. And also going forwards with a link up with Odegaard, if he's playing more of that number 10 role and they'll know each other's game from Real Madrid, hopefully that'll be good signs going forward. So I'm going to give him a seven.
Yeah. Personally, I wouldn't buy Ceballos. I think we could do better. I think he comes in and he has solid games. He's a bit inconsistent, Casey, but at the same time, he hasn't really been given the chances. But when he did today, he took it by the scruff of the neck, to use an old cliche, and connected play really well. But also, I think played better because of the three that were in front of him.
Yep, it was a midfielder's joy today. If you played forward. And he played forward. He's good on the ball. That's one thing he is. He's good on the ball. And he could link up with Smith Rowe, Saka, and Odegaard fantastically well. I thought he did that, especially first half. Again, second half where, you know, you go 4-0 up early. We kind of take our foot off the gas a little bit. And then we start to give them a little bit of a foothold in the game. So I'd like to see us be a little bit more ruthless, but I thought Ceballos was good. I thought he was well worth an 8 today.
Yeah, but I agree with K. Marlon here. He is not worth 22 million, not right now. So I think, you know, that's going to be an easy decision for me in the summer. PG, wakey, wakey, what's going on? Ceballos.
For me, I really enjoyed him today. I thought we played really well. I know a lot of people in the chat room don't, but I was going to give him an 8. I actually thought he was brilliant today. I really, really enjoyed it. It's really hard because it really is a game of two halves, isn't it? But I thought he was...
You've got to play. You've still got to finish the game out.
But none of them did any well in the second... If you're going on the second half ratings, we really should have first half and second half ratings. They'd be completely different, except for Leno.
They were collective on the second half because it was poor all the way around.
But we'll get to the reason of that. I felt like Ceballos did really well. So I'm giving him an 8 today. I don't think he was clumsy at all. I thought he was better than Xhaka, if I'm honest.
All right.
I do agree with you though. He's consistently inconsistent. So to have him, like I said that to Carl, I said, you never know what you're gonna get. Today he was good. But so next far, week someone will see him.
Your quote, Xhaka was consistently, he's been consistently consistent
better,
lately.
Consistent
and Ceballos has been inconsistently consistent.
Yeah.
right. Let's go to, you know what?
I've got quotes. Do you want the quote from Arteta?
Who's it about? Okay,
Arteta.
Go on.
It's only a small one at the moment. Yeah. I'm very pleased with the result and very, very happy with the performance, especially in the first half. Leeds are a fantastic team and make life very difficult for you, and they put very high demands in you in every action, with or without the ball. We handled the situations, read the game really well and created good chances. There's more, but carry on because he's still typing.
You know, it's really funny because Bielsa gets so much love. It's kind of nauseating. I mean, I said on the show, they can score 4, but they could also concede 5, right? And this is romantic football, Kev. What is it they called at Klopp's football when he first came, when they started
winning?
Heavy metal.
Heavy metal, gag and press, you know. Yeah.
Well, they had they were a little R&B tonight. They were like slow and, you know.
But you know what? It leads to the Kevin Keegan side. It's just like a 5-4 all the time, isn't it?
But credit to them, the sub of Alioski, I was talking to our good friend Josh from Burkamp Wonderland, and he brought that up too, that substitution change. Their substitutions worked for the best. Perhaps ours didn't, and we'll get to that. Mark, how about you first on, let's go to our new boy, Martin Ødegaard. How do you think he did?
I think he did okay. I was really, do you know what? I feel a bit underwhelmed, you know. I was really looking forward to him starting a game in that role as well, that number 10 position, because we had flashes of brilliance from him when he's come on for little cameos, especially against Villa, or the three balls he was playing. I expect to see a lot more of that, but didn't really get in the game too much for me. So, I'd give him like a 6.5. He did okay. Nothing great for me today. I'd like to see a lot more of him. I think he will come good. I think he needs a bit of a run of games in that position and we'll see good things.
I think you're being a little bit harsh. I think what he did is one of those, not like a Lacazette performance, but I think, Kevin, it went a little unnoticed. He was so tidy, very quick passes.
That's right.
Tell me what you think, Super Kev.
Look, again, expecting him to just all of a sudden take the game by the scruff and the neck and start spraying balls here, there and everywhere. Oh, yeah, that would be a dream. But do you know what he did do? He kept us ticking over in between midfield and our attacking players. That was key. Just a little pass, just to bypass one of their midfield players, so we're on the move. Smart footballer. You could see it. He's a smart footballer. It's his first game. I get it. He's got to get to the pace of the game as well. But I like what I saw. It was a midfielder's game today, because if you notice what happened, Mikel Arteta made the changes and put probably five midfielders and Aubameyang as the attack. That was it. Five midfielders, hardly any wide players. Kasaka, we know, could play 10. Smith Rowe isn't a wide player. He can play 10. So they could interchange all over the place. And that's what caused Leeds all the problems.
Confused them, didn't we? I don't think Bielsa... I'm not saying Bielsa wasn't expecting that, but I think that...
I thought it was very smart.
It was very smart. And without Thomas Partey, Casey, you bring up a really great point. He overloaded it because I think he knew he had to with their speed and what they could do in midfield as well, right?
But we also needed to be able to take care of the football and not give it away. And Odegaard didn't give it away.
Exactly.
He maybe gave it away a couple of times, but it didn't. You know, it wasn't flagrant the way he played. So, listen, I'll give Odegaard a 7. I'm gonna be a little bit professional with him, because I see what he was doing, keeping it ticking over. Although he didn't take the game by the scruff of the neck, as you know we would have liked probably.
PG, what about?
I thought he was classy. I felt comfortable with him, if you know what I mean. You know, sometimes a new player comes on and you're like, don't know what he's going to offer us. But I did like his link-up play with ESR and Saka. I think that's going to be really interesting. I think it's unfair to mark him, to be honest. First game, you know, he hasn't been with us long. On loan, in the middle of COVID, you know, everything's all a little bit. We need to give him a bit of time.
Did he play, yes or no? He played to mark him, for God's sake.
Well, I would probably give him a 7, but I liked what I saw. I got confidence in him. So I'm going for a 7.
Easy, Tony Clifford. Easy, Tiger, on that one, on that comment. Don't let this chat group get it off.
Tony, not yet.
The police were just calling me. They're like, arrest Tony.
Get it off. Get that off.
Listen, there's 450 plus of you in live chat right now. Thanks for joining the Highbury squad. It's the post-game show, Arsenal v Leeds. Look, we're the kind of show where we read it as we see it. It's okay to be happy that we won today, and we had to. Look at the results, Southampton, Wolves breathing down our neck again. I think we're only 2 points behind the enemy now as well, with a North London derby coming up.
So they've got a game in hand, I think.
It doesn't really matter.
More quotes if you want them.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, Arteta at halftime. I said that they were not going to give up. They were going to come back at us. They did. They threw everything at us. We scored the fourth goal and we could have scored more, but they did make it hard. Playing Leeds is like visiting the dentist. You have 45 minutes where you have to be totally focused and paying great attention. You have a 15-minute break and then back on it for 45 minutes. And if you don't pay attention, then you are in trouble. Give them any situation, they would take advantage of it. Okay.
Yeah. Going to the dentist, that's an interesting one. Yeah. I heard him say, he said that before the game, didn't he? Or was that after the game? Anyway, yes, hit the likes, peeps. 450 plus, we'd appreciate it very, very much. Helps the show and all that jazz, apparently. I don't know much about algorithms, but I'm told that. So, you know, I just report the facts. Speaking of facts, ESR and Saka. Should we do them together? Because it feels to me like this is... You know, we've got an offer from the Buddy Bandana. And let me tell you, if there's a buddy team, you guys, it is these two. How special are they, Mark? And how important have they become to the Arsenal very, very quickly?
As a fan base, we just sometimes have no idea what we've got till they're gone. And we are so lucky right now to have these two players. ESR today, maybe... Didn't have one of his better games, but still good. Made like assist to the goal, great. Saka, there's not enough numbers I could give him out of 10. I love him. Every time he gets on the ball, the guy just excites me. Like, he creates so much. He's always up for it. He's Arsenal through and through. So is ESR. I love him both. A point on Saka. that worries me is that he has almost a touch of the Wilshere in terms of the way he draws fouls. I counted, I think, maybe like 7-8 times where he's getting kicked and kicked and kicked and kicked. And this is most games. So I just feel like we need to manage him well because he's a sort of player who's going to get kicked game after the game. And also he's going to get targeted as well because he's amazing. He's amazing. But for today's race, I'd give Smith Rowe an 8, got an assist, and I'd give Saka a 9. Amazing. Love him. Love them both.
Casey, another incredible performance from this kid. I think, I mean, look, I've said it before, we have on this show, he's our Foden, he's our Grealish. He is a jewel in the Arsenal crown.
He's even more than that, to be honest, Sophie. He's been our best player.
Yeah.
Let's be brutally honest. He has been our best player this season, without a shadow of a doubt. And now that he's got a sidekick, a Robin with him, ESR is his Robin.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Batman and Robin, we got two kids from Hayland who are absolutely doing the business in the first team. And I know we're all proud of them. But the fact of the matter is, they are making the experienced players better. And they're 19 and 20, respectively. It's, do you know what? The position we find ourselves in, look at him, wrap him in cotton wool, please.
Absolutely.
The quality that these boys have, the quality and the way they play is otherworldly to us because there are no other youngsters their age carrying big clubs in the Premier League. None of them are carrying it. So you've got to give these guys credit. I give Saka today 8.5 and I give Smith Rowe an 8.
Yep.
Truthfully, that's what I give them today. And I'm going to give the big man who got the hat trick a bit better, but I thought Saka was sensational and Smith Rowe was very good.
PG?
Right, well, he's just, for anyone that understands London talk, he's different gravy. He's just different gravy. I tweeted about him again today. I don't know how many times I can tweet about him. His enthusiasm, his creativity, his strength, his pace, his everything. We are so lucky to have him. Please understand this, Arsenal fans. We are so lucky. I honestly say it every week. I don't think I've ever sat here and gave him a bad mark. Today, I'm giving him a 9.5. I just thought he was outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. ESR, I'd give him an 8.5. I think these two together, and I agree with what someone just said before about Robert Perez's feet. I swear he is getting better and better every game, ESR. I love him. I love them two together, Batman and Robin together. Mm. Oh, my life. We are so lucky, but we do have to manage them. Okay, we do. So if you do see ESR on the bench against Benfica, do not kick up a stink. It has to happen. So we just got to be careful with them. So 8.5 and 9.5 for me.
Yeah, I think ESR is one of those players. Saka's going to always steal the headlines.
Yeah.
But ESR is going to be the player that helps him steal the headlines.
Sorry, I got a tweet from a Man City season ticket holder who was watching the game. He was taking the mickey out of United drawing, watched our game and said to me, oh, my life, ESR is such a baller. He said, what a player you've got there. He didn't mention Saka. He just was talking about him. And I said, I know, we know. Don't worry. It's not a shock to us. To see other fans talking about ESR
nice.
Like this.
It's nice. It's fabulous. Hasn't happened in a long time.
We don't
time.
Have many that would walk into other teams. You know, Saka would walk into any team.
Yeah, it'd be great to see him wearing those leather jackets and wig sometime soon. The two
of
them.
Hey, him and ESR, him and Smith Rowe, with the long leathers on. And the wig.
And the pink curly
and the wig. Yeah, man.
I mean, listen, I always have these pictures on standby, oh people. God. Okay.
Iconic. Look at the iconic photo. Look. Look,
how long is Wright's coat? Seriously,
he's nearly touching the floor. It's all
and,
right.
And did that's, you see?
That's,
did you
that's
see
Wright's worst nightmare?
It is. And did you see Wrighty's video running around the studios?
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. Fantastic. Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, he's just like us, isn't he? With a, he's brilliant. Mental. I love it.
They are bad boys. They were the bad boys before Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, that's for sure. Those two.
I've got two further quotes and then I'm done.
We'll get there. I just want to give my marks for Saka. I think someone posted, I think it was Dre. I can't find it, Dre, but I thought you brought up a good point. The only time, Saka has put this team on his shoulders so much that every now and again he tries to do too much. And that's his only fault. And if you can fault someone for trying to do too much, you know, then so be it, right?
But is it a fault?
I don't think he does too much.
That's not a fault.
As long as he doesn't give the ball away, and it, you know, I think there are times where maybe he tries too much. I thought that was a really good point. It's not that he gives the ball away. He's not that type of player, but it doesn't always result in, maybe it should be a pass in the box as opposed to, you know, that's, if I could find one thing to criticize him on as to why I'm not giving him a 10 and I'm giving him a 9, it's that. And I agreed with what Dre had said. This kid is unbelievable. I'm so excited as an Arsenal fan. I haven't been this excited. I don't think he was in the Hale End boy, but when Nicholas Anelka first came to the team, he was thrilling, right? I mean, he was electrifying. And then you got to go back to Kev's era and Rocky and, you know, Ian and Wrighty and KC and those types of players. Saka brings that type of, he gets feeling. You off your feet. Yeah. He gets you excited to watch the Arsenal. So, and ESR, I see what someone meant about Bergkamp. It's the silkiness of the feet. It's like the ball sticks to his feet. He's like Foden and Grealish in that sense. The ball loves his feet and he strokes it like, you know,
it's
a girl.
Isn't it?
You know, I mean, I say that with respect.
Happy Valentine, football.
So,
Gareth Southgate trying to choose some of the players that he got as a disposal.
Brilliant point. I don't know if he's the right manager to manifest that talent, to be honest with you.
Not a chance. But I just, rather him than me trying to pick that squad. But I'd have Sat, of course. And I'd say rose tinted glasses, but red tinted glasses, I'd say. But that's got to be playing for England, surely.
Kev says it's always about the players, right? And today, in that first half, the players did the business, right? PG, let's get the final quote after we finish off with Aubameyang, because this is the Aubameyang we've missed, Mark. This is Captain Fantastic. He was playing with a smile, had confidence. But Kevin said this when he was at the Brighton game. Do you know how many times, Sophie, I saw, because I was criticizing him, and he said the amount of times he made runs and he was never given the ball. And today with those three behind him, it was like, can you keep up? It was so fast. It was so quick at times. And I love the step over, seeing him come in from that side, taking those positions again. What about Aubameyang for you?
Yeah, you took the words from my mouth. It's so nice to see the guy happy and smiling again. I think whether you're a footballer or you work in an office or whatever, if you're happy in your job, you're going to perform better. And the guy looked a different player today. And the balls he's going to get through with the creativeness around him. He's a lucky boy with all these chances, but. It's exciting times. It's really exciting times to be an Arsenal fan, I think. Although we, you know, looking at the table, it's not where we want to be, but you can see with the plan that's going forward, we've got really exciting times ahead. And I feel like if we can get a bit of a run in the Europa League as well and maybe try and win it, you know, that could be a great season to start a good foothold for the following season. And I just think, the guy smashed it today. He's a striker, scored a hat trick. I don't know what you can't give him. You can't. It's a perfect 10, right? Surely.
KC, I felt like we had this Aubameyang back today. Hungry, wanted it, thrived playing with these players, these younger players. A lot of what we've said with Lacazette, you know, about Lacazette and how he's helped and integrated and just kind of, you know, been able to play with the youth in a way that we haven't seen them before. Speed is everything. Talk us through it as a striker. You said keep plugging him in. He's going to get the goals. And today we saw that.
We came up trumps today. Look, I think because of the midfield and the fact that a lot of the midfield are unselfish. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is if you had a Pepe out there, Pepe would get the ball and you're expecting Pepe to do something on the outside. Oba would be in the middle waiting mm-hmm. for, and if Pepe don't beat somebody or do something, then the attack is dead. It slows down. Whereas these kids, and I call them kids, they move quick, they pass it, they don't care who scores because they're quick to give Aubameyang the ball wherever he is. And then you saw Aubameyang not playing that much with his back to goal. You saw him on the half turn where he can get the ball and start attacking the defense. Soon as he does that, the old Aubameyang's back. And the more you can give him balls like that over the top, through them, then he's in his element. You see, he's got the energy. But mm-hmm. a lot of the time, this is why Lacazette looks better, is because when we play slower, Lacazette needs to be that wall.
The conduit. He has yeah. to do too much.
Exactly. That's why sometimes we say, you know, Lacazette goes too deep. He has to go deep because that's how he has to knit it together. Aubameyang, if we can play five midfielders or four midfielders, selfless, obviously we have the old Aubameyang back. So you watch what happens moving forward. If we go back to a static team, then Aubameyang's going to suffer. But he was brilliant today. I agree. He gets a 10 today. Hat trick. He was dangerous. He was very dangerous. Worked hard. Looked like his old self. And you know what? He's been through a tough time. You know, he was at his mum's bedside, etc. He deserves a 10.
Yeah. I mean, Michael, Leeds are a Championship side, but they've been lauded all season for beating teams, scoring goals against good teams. You can only play who's in front of you. We've been garbage a lot this season. And what has been our Achilles heel this season? We have not been able to score goals. And today we get four against a team that many have lauded. So it's okay to enjoy the performance. Make yourself a cup of tea, relax. It's Valentine's Day, okay? It's all good. Right. PG, get to the quotes and then we'll get to the subs real quick.
Okay. Well, I just want to say about Aubameyang.
You didn't give your score yet?
No.
Oh, all right then.
Sorry, I think I would give Aubameyang 9.5 out of 10 today. Not 10, but 9.5. Do you know what? He's a human being. Sorry, Kev, I can't agree with
you. No, I'm just smiling. I'm reading the quote. Yeah, that's why I'm smiling.
He's a human being that has struggled. And to be fair to Sophie and I, he has struggled for a very long time. We wanted him benched for his sake as much as ours, you know, for the fact that what he's gone through, you know, a fantastic player like that does not become a bad player overnight. I'm sorry. You can go through a bad patch. Absolutely. And that's what he's gone through. But someone of his caliber is going to come back. I didn't see it today. I was actually going to tweet, is this Aubameyang's day? I thought, no, I'm not booking it. But from the minute he set off, the minute you could tell his body language was different, his smile was different, his attitude was different. He wanted it. He's ready. He's probably fired up. And he's probably, you know, this hat trick has just done him the power of good. And us,
it seemed
as well.
It seemed like he was ready today. And
that's
Arteta,
what I said, he was ready.
Yeah, and I think Arteta deserves a teeny tiny bit of credit today because the players did perform. But here's what I think.
Okay?
No, I think I told you, credit where credit's due. I'm going to give Arteta a little bit of love. Everyone in chat, if you're new, it will sound like news to you, but our regular listeners will probably hit the deck by now.
they might hit the like button, Sophie.
Yeah, Newman's going to think I've completely betrayed him and Pramod too. But it seemed like he put his arm around him. I don't know what it was. Aubameyang came out.
He's always put his arm around him.
No, he hasn't. It seemed like he played him through the middle, but he was interchangeable, like Kevin said. Like the movement was unbelievable. And it felt like he was just told, go out and just play, you know. I know, everyone. I think I may have a fever. But credit where it's due. I think he set the team up really well today. And he took a risk. And we've been complaining about him not changing things and not taking risks.
Who
said? I never said you. I'm talking about we.
Oh,
that doesn't mean you, PG. It means we collectively, Arsenal fans. Okay. And the truth is that today he took a risk and it worked. And this is what we've been wanting him to do. And read the quotes.
Oh. PG, how could have Oba got a 10 today for you?
He would have got a nine and a half.
Yeah, how could he have got a 10?
Because I don't think he was absolutely outstanding in the second half, if I'm honest. Okay. I don't think he was. Sorry, that's just my opinion. Hold on, I'm going there. Where have I got today?
She's hard to please, this one.
Yeah, hat trick for a striker, not a 10.
I've just been told that I overscore, so I can't win, can I?
You underscore. It's amazing.
No, 9.5 I've given him, bloody hell.
I know, it should be a 10.
Right, the good thing is like you really do have to, this is why I've always said on the show, it's okay to criticize the manager, and it's also, you've got to admit and give him credit where it's due. I thought today, that first half was his best managed first half the entire season.
What about
the Wolves?
Well, yeah.
Did you let me finish the sentence? I said, other than the Wolves game. I
think it's there. I think we are getting better.
No, PG.
We are getting better.
We have to do that every single week.
Anyway. As long as we don't play at 12:30, we've got a chance. Right. The game plan was to be very precise with creative players in tight spaces. Overall, a lot of positives from the team. Oba looked really good in training. I had a feeling to play him at number 9 today. He looked really sharp. Big credit to Udogar today. His first start after not playing a lot of football for 3 months. He ran the game so comfortable and creative on the ball. He was great. So the thing is, when Arteta, we win, it's always obviously the positivity. But I'm going to go... I'm going to go a little bit against what I say, because I'm fuming with Arteta for bringing Willian on. And I just don't understand it. I know we finished with Aubameyang, but I don't understand it.
Let's go into the Willian situation and then we'll grade Arteta. So, yeah.
Martinelli, why does he not bring him on? Why not Pepe, who has been playing really well? What is in Willian's contract? I mean, someone on Twitter said, and he's the only one I've seen, it says he has to keep playing him to play him into form. We're not going to play him into form. He's not good enough. And I feel really bad because I've always, always support every Arsenal player. Anyone that puts a jersey on, I support. I saw him come up to be substitutes and I went to Carl, no, not Willian, no. Why? Why would you do this? And then we sit back deep and then it's all situations where we go and lose 2 goals and we're 4-2 and now we're platzing. And now we're thinking, any other team, right? No. Wait, Kev, any other team, if it wasn't Leeds, we probably would have drawn 4-4 today and I would be fuming on this podcast. Go on. Don't tell me you wanted Willian on the pitch, Kev.
The manager makes his decisions and brings on who he wants to bring on. As long as
Willian.
Why not?
Because he's not good enough.
But here's the problem with you lot. Here's the problem with you lot. The manager trusts him to come on and do what he wants. It's not bringing Willian on didn't cost us the 2 goals.
I don't know what he brings. What does Willian bring to the team? We've got Pepe on the bench. We've got Martin on the bench.
It doesn't matter who we got on the
Willian
bench.
Willian hasn't done anything.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, time out for a sec. Let me reframe this just a little bit. Jeez. Right. Let me reframe it. When he came on.
I love you, Kev.
This happened against Wolves as well. I'm going to throw it back to you guys. When he came on, it happened against Wolves, I think it was. We conceded a goal. When he came on today, we conceded 2 goals. It's not because he was responsible for the goals. I just think it disrupted, for some reason, when he comes on, it disrupts the chemistry and the flow and the speed of the team. Now, I think we mentally disengaged by then anyway, Kev, to be fair to him today. But they have, Mark and PG are 100% correct. Pepe is a form player. You kept saying it too. He's great, playing week in, week out. He'll build his confidence. He had 4 good games in a row. He could have come on for 20 minutes today, get him a little warmed up for Benfica, who we don't play until Thursday. I think that's where fans are coming from.
Yeah, but what you have to understand is Pepe isn't disciplined. He's not.
Oh, come on, Kev. You
could say what you like, PG. I don't care what you say. It's my time to talk and I'm saying it. The manager trusts Willian to track runners, especially against this Leeds team. especially when they're on top. Because you know what? Yeah, we did concede two goals. But you know what? If people ain't tracking, it could have been 4-3, 4-4. You just never know. But he trusts him to track. And that's why he brought him on. The fact of the matter is, we won the game. If he brings Martinelli on or Pepe on, fair play. But the fact of the matter is, he brings on Elneny and he brings on Willian. Why? Because we're getting overrun athletically. That is why.
But he's been the least athletic and engaged player all season, Mark, has he not?
I mean, this is my point. This is horrible. Because I love Kevin Campbell so much. This is so rubbish.
Let him have it.
Yeah. Give it to him.
Talking about tracking, Kevin, you're talking about tracking back, but I don't know many more hardworking players in that team than Martinelli. He runs his balls off every game, all game. Like, you're 1 point on Willian.
He doesn't play every game. So what are you talking about?
But
that's when he does play.
So he should have come on then instead of Willian.
But this is the issue. The manager trusts Willian more.
That's what we're asking.
Because he's the manager.
Your point with tracking and athleticism. Who runs more, Martinelli or Willian?
He's not listening
every day of the week. And he brings more.
Are not listening.
AC, let him finish. And then maybe.
I understand your point. Your point is he's the manager. We won the game. He trusts Willian.
No, my point is this. He trusts Willian. When Leeds are on top, he trusts Willian more than he does Martinelli and Pepe. That is my point. So you could say all you like.
But your point was the tracking.
I said he trusts him defensively. Yes.
And Martinelli works harder than Willian. That's my point.
It's not about who works harder.
If you're talking about tracking. So if you're looking at a team, you're like, right.
Kev, let him finish his point.
So my point is, your point is about the tracking, right? So I'm comparing two players. I'm looking, right, who is going to be more effective in tracking a player? Someone who strolls about and does nothing every single game, or someone that runs their balls off every single game? Who am I going to bring on to track the player? For me, it's Martinelli every day of the week.
Or Pepe. I mean, I see what Kevin said. Pepe could have kept the ball, made passes.
I don't think Pepe would have been a right choice today, because I think it'd been maybe like a bit too hyped up after the whole Alioski thing and maybe have done something stupid. I agree that maybe not been trusted in that position, but I think Martinelli would have been the perfect player to do the tracking, and also he's such an attacking threat and he's a quality player as well. But I can't back down on this, Kevin.
I'm just going to ask one question.
I don't want you to back... Listen, the question isn't for you to back down. The question was asked, why bring Willian on?
Yeah.
See? True. So this is where we're different. Hold on. You're going at me because I'm saying Willian comes on because of XYZ. Next minute, you're telling me about Martinelli. You think I don't know what Martinelli brings to the table? But the manager trusts him.
No. He was so calm. And then we got to Willian. And
then I opened my mouth.
No, but we had to get to Willian.
Kev, okay. Quick question for you. When you were playing, would you like Willian in your team?
It's not about that he's going to tell you. It's about what the manager thinks.
Let me tell you something.
But you can have an opinion as a player.
No, PG, let me tell you something. Anybody who comes on that pitch wearing that red shirt is my brother. Bottom line. So don't be trying to give me that one about what would William came on in your... I'd respect him and I'd trust him if he's getting brought on the pitch. Whoever comes on. That's it.
Doesn't make it right that he bought Willian on, though. I get it.
Hold on. Who is saying whether it's right or wrong? It's an opinion.
The opinion of the fans
is that they just don't get. Yeah, I know, Willian. And I understand that. And I'm not saying that you can't have your opinion. That has Willian been any good at Arsenal? No, he bloody hasn't. I know that. You don't need to tell. And I'm not sticking up for Willian. I'm just saying. The manager trusts Willian. That's why he brings him on. That's all.
But Kev, I reckon 90 to 95% of Arsenal fans is the odd one.
Let her finish, Kev.
No, you've had
no,
your say.
No, no.
Kev.
So what? If Kev. 95% of Arsenal fans... So what?
I'm giving you a yellow. 95%
of Arsenal
fans... Kev, I will mute you if you don't let me...
Mute me. Well, mute me then. Mute me.
Look, let PG
so
have
let me deal with him. Right, Kev, my point is this, yeah? When 90 to 95%, probably even more, don't rate a player and can't see, that's what we're discussing here. You and I never really kick off. We normally agree. I do not agree on this subject. I do not understand, and I've asked you again, why did he bring him on? For what? What does he give us that Martinelli or Pepe couldn't? Give us more. I know what you're saying. Arteta trusts him to do this and that.
If you know what I'm saying, why are you asking the same question?
Because you know for a fact that I completely rate Arteta. I completely want it to work, and I completely think it will. But on this subject, I'd say this is the one question I would sit down with him and say, Arteta, I love you. But
why? Do you know what? I think there's a real problem with our fan base, and this is what I'm going to tell you now. The problem is, you are making a problem about one player being brought on the football pitch. One player. One. We win the game, and all of a sudden, there's one thing I can't do. But you can't ever be happy. You can't
ever
be happy.
Oh, I'm very happy.
But you're not. Listen to what I'm saying to you. The fact of the matter is, Willian came on. Did he have a good game? Did he have a bad game? No, it was what it was. The team sat back. The team lost energy in the center of the park. We ended up winning the game. It wasn't because of Willian why we conceded two goals. But yet, there's one big problem. It's Willian coming on the pitch. He's not had a great time at Arsenal. Of course he's not. But do you know what I will say? All of you people, if anybody's going through a bad time, you guys will stick the knife in their back.
Bad time.
No, you would. You would.
Kev, it's not a bad time. It's about 7 months.
That doesn't matter. Somebody's having a bad bloody time.
If you were the manager, would you have bought on Martinelli or Willian? If you were the manager.
We've got players on the bench that are better than him.
No, I want Casey to answer that question for this listener.
Hold on a minute, Sophie. It's just as for PG. It's not a matter of who is better, yes or no. It's a matter of what you see and what you want to combat the opposition. Maybe I'm different because I've been on the inside. I don't look at things like you. You look at things like a fan. I'm a fan and I've been in the dressing room, so I understand. That's all. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, why Arteta done it? But if I'm the manager, I might have done the same thing. I can't say I wouldn't do the same thing because it's what you see when you're on the side of the pitch. Leeds are running through us, so I bring on people who I believe, who I trust most. That's all. Do I trust Martinelli going forward more than Willian? Yes. Do I trust Pepe going forward more than Willian? Yes. Maybe. I trust William defensively more than I do them too.
Martinelli actually prevented Wolves. Was it in the Wolves game where he made that insane tackle in the penalty box?
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah, that was brilliant. But in this game, Arteta trusts William.
That doesn't make it right. And I think every Arsenal fan...
It doesn't make it wrong.
It does. I think Arsenal fans...
No, it doesn't make it wrong, though, does it, Sophie? Sophie, does it make it wrong?
Yes, you said it does.
Yes, it does.
No. Hold on. It makes it wrong to Sophie because it's her opinion, but it's not fact.
No, but how does it make it wrong?
It's not wrong.
If it makes it right, how does it make it wrong?
No.
In my opinion, it's her opinion. Wrong decision.
And mine.
There's something about him where he brings down the energy of the entire team.
Don't worry, I always start it.
And I'm going to move on. All I'm saying is every Arsenal fan has the right to their opinion, and most can see that Willian has been probably not only the worst player this season, but our worst signing this season. And the fact that Arteta...
Have I ever said...
Did I say
what you just said is wrong? No, I said that myself.
But you,
Willian has been awful.
You
said
just
that.
Let me finish my point.
But I've said the same thing you're talking about.
And I'm giving you my opinion now.
But I've said the same. That's what I'm saying. So tell me something that I don't know.
But you know what? You've had your say. Now it's our turn.
So tell me something I don't know then.
I will tell you something that you're not listening to, Mr. Kevin Campbell. All right,
I listen to PG.
I can't find my yellow card.
Anyway, moving on.
No, don't move on. Don't move on. Let's hear it, Soph. Come on.
Arsenal fans think he's probably the worst signing in the history of the club. That is their opinion. They are concerned that Arteta trusts Willian more than someone like Martinelli. That is all. And they have every right to think and believe that, because the evidence is on the pitch whenever he's played. And the point that we're trying to make, that I was trying to make, is when he comes on, he disrupts the chemistry and the flow of the team. And a lot of the times, he doesn't track back properly and he has been given the ball away. That's all. Right, Elneny. Should we even bother giving him a mark? He was on the pitch for how long?
I didn't mind Elneny coming on.
Well, no, I'm sure you didn't, you.
I don't have a problem with Elneny coming on. I think he's decent.
I know.
My whole issue is I still, and I will say it every week, I don't understand why he comes on when we've got better players, and that's it.
I was determined for the show to be less than an hour.
Look at it.
Hold the man.
It's Sophie time.
It's not. It's Kevin time. It's been Kevin time.
It's Sophie time.
It's no one's time because we're going to move on. We have to, because I have to go.
Well, go. Go have Valentine's Day with
I will. 2 minutes. I'm going to give 2 minutes. I'm going to give Arteta. I'd give Arteta an 8. I would have got more.
First or second half?
Oh, well, the first half probably got 9.5. Overall, probably 7.5, 8. But it's only Willian that I don't understand, and I never will. That's it. I just don't know. If he brought something to the team, then yes. But anyway, I'm not saying that one again.
I said I speak for some Arsenal fans, not all Arsenal fans.
She doesn't speak for Arsenal fans. I'm not
being funny. But if you think most Arsenal fans like Willian, then you need to. Maybe you fell today. I didn't hit my head. I mean, I'm complimenting Arteta and I didn't hit my head. Mark, what is your... Welcome, Mark. Are you enjoying the show?
I'm having a great time.
I mean, you went toe-to-toe with Super Kevin Campbell, let me tell you. You held on. You held on.
I'd give Arteta 7.5. I think the second half wasn't very good. I'd say it probably didn't take a tactical genius to work out that Leeds are always going to be on the front foot. So play an attacking team and we're going to catch him out. But yeah, I'll give him a 7.5 today.
I think this is a really interesting comment. Where did it go? Even at Raul, even at 4-0, none of us felt comfortable.
No.
No.
That is a concern.
I think even at 5-0, I wouldn't feel comfortable. Not with us.
What's your mark? Sorry, Mark.
Bamford gets his foot to that cross in, and then Luis doesn't clear that away. We go 4-3. We're either drawing that game or losing that game with that momentum. So that's a big, big changing point. Okay.
Did you think that was a penalty on Bamford, by the way, guys?
No. If Saka's one isn't, his definitely isn't either. No way. Not a chance.
KC, what is your mark for Mr. Arteta?
I give Mikel Arteta 8 today. I thought, obviously, scoring 4 goals at home finally was excellent. Getting Aubameyang going, choosing that team, the lineup and the way they played, especially for probably 55 minutes, was very good. Obviously, second half for probably 30 minutes was, you know, going back to how we were. Not dynamic, not making the passes, letting the opposition dictate to us. So I'll give him an 8 today.
Yeah, I thought first half brilliant. It gets a 9 for me today in the first half. Second half, don't think his subs were great. And I think the game was won by then, to be honest. And I think the reason we didn't play as well in the second half was more mental impotence than quality of play. We let our guard down when we scored. It was almost a detriment to us that we scored so early in the second half, because then we just took our foot off the gas completely. And I think, you know, we thought, oh, we'll put our feet up, have a nice rest before Benfica on Thursday. So second half, he gets a 6. So overall, if I average that, algebra, give him a 7, PG. Give him a 7. Right. That is that for the show. Now, a couple of things. Don't forget to go visit our friends at footballprizes.co.uk. There's going to be another auction this week, and we're going to give away another free ticket this week. I don't know what player is up for grabs with the memorabilia and collectibles. We will find out tomorrow. Don't forget to go visit the Buddy Bandana com. If you have a dog or a four-legged friend you'd like to buy a bandana for and match it with a wristband or whatever, they've got great stuff over there. 40% off. Use code SoccerDiva71 for that. Tomorrow, we didn't want to address it on this show, but tomorrow we will be talking about the Arsene Wenger interview on beIN Sports. Because if we added that to the agenda tonight, we'd be here until next Valentine's Day. There is a lot to say about that interview with Mr. Wenger, and the crew here have a lot to say about it too. So tomorrow night's show, we're going to be talking about that and a couple of other bits and pieces. Mark, how would you like to wrap yourself up?
No, I'd say like to say thank you very, very much for having me on the podcast. I've got a quick plug. I'm running 100 miles this month for Mind. It's a mental health charity in the UK. So if you want to donate to them, they do great work, especially in these times where everyone's locked in and not feeling too great about life. So great charity. Go and donate
Love
to them.
That.
Thank you very, very much for having me on.
Fantastic, Mark. Brilliant.
Brilliant. You're always good. He's always
Smashed
good.
It, Mark. Really smart Arsenal fans like you. And we've got a lot of smart listeners in chat, and there were 600 plus of you tonight. And we're so grateful that you joined us. Hit that like button for us, please. We'd really appreciate it. Come back and see us again if it was your first time. Aye. And we'll, the rest of you will see during the week. You won't want to miss our lockdown series. We've got some great guests this week, so some announcements coming up in the coming days.
Can I just say
PG, how would you like to wrap up today?
Yeah, and I need to. I just wanted to say a big, big shout out to Joe Viguna, who wrote to us this week privately, and just to say that, you know, we all support you. Thank you so much for supporting us. We are so pleased that we bring comfort and joy to people in lockdown. And Joe, you're one top gooner. Thank you so much for your lovely, lovely messages. All your messages are so great, honestly. And, you know, Sophie does so much. I can't do as much as her, but she just does so much. And it's a big, big thank you to her. And Kev, keep this show going virtually every day. Mark, you were fantastic. Honestly, well done. Brilliant.
Thank you. Brilliant. I've never thought we'd argue with an Arsenal legend, but hey. It's all for the sake of
Mark.
You get used to it.
Mark, this is what I will say. You don't come on here being no shrinking violet.
No.
You got energy. I want to see it. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
If I got a point,
I
went back down, Kev. No way.
No, I loved it. No, but this is what it's... Listen, if you're going to come on, we got to speak from the heart.
Absolutely. Sure.
And that's what this is about. We're not like any other podcast. On here, we get it out of you, Mark. So listen, brilliant. Thanks for coming on.
Thank
good
you.
Good luck with 100 miles. I'm sure
well
everybody
done.
Will.
Put your link up and we'll sponsor you.
Yeah, I'll pin it to my... I've got to do it first. I'm just over halfway through. I've picked a month to do it freezing cold, but I'll pin it on my Twitter account. Just, any money towards Mind. Great, they do a great job.
Fantastic.
Nice one. So many... Can I just wrap up?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, of course. I was coming to you, even though I gave you a green card. I lost my yellow card, Casey.
Yeah, I know.
I found out from someone in chat. They go, Soph, that looks green.
You gave me a sin bin. That's a sin bin card. That's a sin bin.
Sin bin.
One thing I'm going to say is this, and I'm looking at the team right now. We get 4-0 up and then we look vulnerable. Something's wrong. We switch off defensively. Both of their goals are preventable goals. If Bellerin don't get done on the inside, Saka either bumps him. Obviously, David Luiz couldn't see strike coming. That's why he got out-jumped. We win that game 4-0 and everything's hunky-dory. We have to be a lot more ruthless as a team and stop them. So that's the next part. That's the next point to go for. We get 4-0 up, we've got to close them out. Simple
Brilliant.
As that.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Well, we roll on to Benfica. Everyone join in tomorrow night. That's going to get heated. I can just feel it.
Big time.
Thanks, everyone.
People are asking for the link for the giveaway. We do that tomorrow. So you go to footballprizes.co.uk, but we'll have a link for the Arsenal giveaway tomorrow. Okay.
Fantastic. Sorry. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. And always Arsenal.
Oh, man, you went a bit too soon. I wasn't quite ready for it. Let's try again. And take two.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Always Arsenal.